All right, welcome back to For You. I'm Rainbow.
And I'm Elsie.
Yesterday we talked about the first part of the Nancy Drew, the hidden staircase story. Elsie, do you remember what happened yesterday?
Yes, I do. So Helen, Nancy's friend, needed her help. Miss Flora, Helen's great-grandmother, thought there might be ghosts in the house.
So after talking to Helen, a man knocked on Nancy's door and said her father was in danger.
So Nancy's father is a lawyer. He helped a railroad company buy some land. However, nobody could find the land owner, Mr. Wharton.
Do you think he's dead?
I'm not sure. Maybe he is dead. So he got killed by somebody.
Must be. Mr. Drew suspects, so he's not sure, but he has a guess that Mr. Wharton is in Chicago. But we're not done yet. We'll continue to the second part of this story today. Let's check it out.
Reading.
Nancy Drew, The Hidden Staircase. Nancy visits Twin Elms to try to catch the ghost. Miss Flora finds food and jewelry missing, and a hanging lamp moves by itself. Music seems to be playing from the radio at times, even if there's no one in the room. Nancy and Helen inspect the grounds to search for clues. They learn that there may be a secret passage between Twin Elms and a nearby house. Maybe that is how the ghost is getting inside. Later, Gummer arrives at Twin Elms. He wants to buy the house and threatens Miss Flora so that she will sell it. There's also another problem. Mr. Drew doesn't return from his trip on time. After questioning people at the train station, Nancy learns that he may have been drugged and kidnapped. In the end, Nancy and Helen find the hidden passage. They discover Mr. Wharton and Mr. Drew are being held as prisoners inside. Gummer admits he was the ghost and planned the whole thing in order to get rich. The police arrest him, and the mystery is solved.
All right, Nancy visits Twin Elms to try to catch the ghost. Miss Flora finds food and jewelry missing, and a hanging lamp moves by itself. So it sounds like an opening to a classic ghost story. There's always some furniture or something with the lights or some strange phone call with nobody on the other end, somebody in the walls.
Okay, it's very creepy. I would be scared to death if I were Miss Flora.
Yeah, me too.
And you know what? What's more, music seems to be playing from the radio at times, even if there's no one in the room.
There's a ghost in the radio.
At times, 这个片语呢，它就等于 sometimes 这个字有时候的意思。即使没人在家，收音机有时候还会自己播放音乐。我们今天练功房里面要看到的就是 even if 的用法。 它是即使就算，它引导的子句啊，它是含有强烈的假设性，因为这个片语里面就有 if，假如这个字在里面呢。For example, even if it rains tomorrow, we'll still have a barbecue in the park.
Oh.
即使明天下雨，我们还是会去公园烤肉。那这个片语呀，常常会跟 even though 搞混。 Even though 的意义呢，其实就跟 although 相近，只是语气比较强烈，表示虽然尽管。For example, even though I don't like to work out, I still hit the gym 3 times a week. 虽然我不喜欢运动，但是我一星期还是会去健身房。
Is that real?
Mm.
Wow, that's why she looks great. All right, so article says Nancy and Helen inspect the grounds to search for clues. So we have the phrase inspect the grounds. Now, the verb inspect means to look at something very carefully in order to check for something, such as its quality or condition, or maybe in this case, some clues. I have a sentence for you. It says, inspect all packages carefully before you accept delivery of them in case there's something dangerous inside the packages.
Inspect 这个动词呢是检查勘察。那文章里面的 inspect the grounds 代表的是大范围的检查。为什么说是大范围呢？因为 grounds 在这边呢、啊、它指大房子周围的庭园、场地等等的地方。那注意哦，它是以复数形呈现的。So after inspecting the grounds, the article tells us they learned thatThere may be a secret passage between Twin Elms and a nearby house. Maybe that is how the ghost is getting inside.
Ooh.
我们看到 passage 这个名词呢是通道、走廊，常常呢用来，有的时候呢还会用来指文章的段落。那 a secret passage 指的就是什么呢？秘密通道。For example, the construction workers are building an underground passage that leads the school to the railway station. 工人们呢正在建造一条连接学校和火车站的 underground passage, 地下通道。
Oh, all right. So we also see another vocabulary word that's nearby. And nearby is an adjective which means not far away. Or we can say close by or just around. My friends and I met up at a nearby cafe before going to the movies. All right. So the next part of this article, it says, later, Gomber arrives at Twin Elms.
Gomber, who's this guy? I kind of remember this name.It's the weird guy that knocked on the door.
Yes.
Right? Gomber.
All right, so we have the phrase to arrive at, which means to reach a place at the end of the journey or at the end of a stage in a journey. So when we reach somebody's house, we can say, I arrived at his house and knocked on the door for them to open it. Another words we can use for arrive at is get to or to be somewhere.
So Gomber arrives at Twin Elms.What does he want? The article tells us he wants to buy the house and threatens Miss Flora so that she will sell it.
No, that's terrible.
Mm-hmm. Threaten 这个动词呢是恐吓威胁。To threaten somebody 代表的就是恐吓威胁某人。For example, the robber threatened the bank clerks with a gun. 抢匪拿枪威胁银行行员。
Scary.All right, so there's also another problem. Mr. Drew doesn't return from his trip on time. So he's not back yet. All right, we have the phrase on time, which means arriving or happening when it is supposed to, when they said they would, or when it is scheduled. So you can say, the train was on time, so I made it to my class just in time.
So on time 是准时 ,in time 是及时。Okay, so where is Mr. Drew? Is he okay?
Maybe he's dead.
The article says, after questioning people at the train station, Nancy learns that he may have been drugged and kidnapped.
Oh my goodness.
Kidnap, 这个动词是绑架。Drug, 本身指药物是名词的用法。不过在这里它是当动词用哦代表下药。那两个动作因为是被动态所以都用过去分词呈现。一个是 kidnapped, 一个是 drugged, 那都是要重复字尾再加 ed 的哦。接下来呢我们看到这个用法是 may have been, 后面加上过去分词代表是对过去的推论解释为可能已经被如何如何了。Mr. Drew may have been drugged and kidnapped, 他可能已经被下药和被绑架了。
I'm sure Nancy is not going to let her father die. So we're going to move on to the last paragraph of the article and see what happens. It says, in the end, Nancy and Helen find the hidden passage.
他们找到隐藏的通道。我们在这个句子当中呢，看到一个片语叫做 in the end, 它是最后的意思。那可以用来代换 in the end 的还有 finally 这个简单的单字。或者是呢 at last 这个片语还有呢一个字就叫做 eventually 那 in the end 是在最后如果是在开头呢我们可以说 in the beginning 或者是 at first 那如果今天我们要说诶在故事的开头或在故事的尾声什么事情发生了我们要用不一样的说法哦如果是在故事的开头我们要说 at the beginning of the story 介系词 in 会变成了 at。 那当然如果我们要说在故事的结尾也可以说 at the end of the story， 一样介系词变成了 at。Okay, next, the article also tells us they discover Mr. Wharton and Mr. Drew are being held as prisoners inside. Ooh. So both of them are not dead.
They're alive, I'm glad.
But they're prisoners. How come? Mr. Wharton and Mr. Drew are being held as prisoners. 如果我们今天看到呢 to hold or to keep somebody prisoner, 代表的是主动的去俘虏某个人。那课文中呢我们看到的是 held as prisoner, 它是一个被动的用法。那再来我们看到的一个被动用法它是用现在进行来表示的所以我们说它是现在进行被动用一个 be 动词 are 再加上 being 再加上过去分词 held 那我们再造一个现在进行被动式的句子哦 The floor is now being swept by mom 地板现在正被妈妈扫着 Alright, no more grammar Let's get back to the article Gumberhas something to do with this, right?
Ooh, what's going on? He's a bad guy.
He is. The article says Gomber admits he was the ghost.
Oh.
And planned the whole thing in order to get rich.
Oh, so there are no ghosts. That's what we said yesterday.
Right. 他承认他是幕后的指使一切的人承认的动词呢是 admit 那它的过去式跟过去分词注意哦是要重复字尾 t 再加 ed 的所以三态是 admit admitted admitted 那如果你承认做过某件事情你可以用 admit doing something 来表示 For example, one of the students admitted cheating in the exam、其中一个学生承认作弊Or we can say, one of the students admitted that he had cheated in the exam. 你也可以用 admit that 再加出一个子句，代表你承认的事情是什么。
Ooh, admitting something that you've done, if you know what's wrong, is really difficult.
It is
very difficult. Do you have any experience with somebody you met or yourself that had to admit something really hard?
Yeah, like my students.
What did they say?
Like that cheating one.
Oh.
Yeah, when I ask her, hey, I saw you were like checking your book. Did you do something that's wrong?
What did she say?
And she was crying.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and said, sorry, teacher, I was wrong. I did a study, so I checked the book to see if I can get the answers.
Oh, did you punish her?
I just told her, don't do it again or I'll let your parents know.
Oh.
Yeah. What about you?
Not easy. Probably the most difficult was when a student admitted that they were smoking before class. Oh,
smoking before class?
I worked in a school where you can't smoke in class, right? But what happened was that I kept smelling cigarettes, right? So every day I would ask, is somebody smoking? So nobody said anything. You're not allowed to do that. But it was terrible. I was super sure. And they kept lying. Okay, after a while, I was like, all right, you know, I'm going to line you up in front and everybody is going to stay in class.
And you're
going to
smell them? Like sniff?
Smell their fingers. Until someone tells the truth. So nobody could go home.
Ooh-hoo.
Okay. So
did you find out who was smoking?
Someone admitted to it, and actually it was a group of three people.
Oh.
And they had to admit, they didn't say anything, but I was like, just come out, because I already know. So admitting was not easy at all. It's saying, I'm sorry, I'm wrong. But I think it's a really brave thing to do. So I think it sounds like Elsie and I are teachers who are probably not super mean. If you would admit it, we would say, okay.Thanks for telling me, but don't do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
It's better to admit what you have done.
Yes. All right. So let's see what happened after this. It says, the police arrested him and the mystery is solved. Okay. So we have the verb arrest. So arrest is when you have a policeman come in to catch somebody and then it's seizing them by legal authority, putting cuffs on their hands, taking them into custody, which means taking them to a place where the judge would decide and process whether they should go to jail or not. All right, so it says the police arrested the man for possession of marijuana, which is drugs.
Ooh,
illegal in Taiwan, very bad stuff.
Yes, so arrest, 它可以当作动词，也可以当作名词哦。We can also say somebody is under arrest.
Oh.
也就是某个人被逮捕了。或者是你要用被动 somebody is arrested, 也是可以的。
Good, and for the noun arrest, we can also say the police made an arrest as a noun phrase.
To make an arrest 就代表他们去逮捕到某人了吗?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, cool. Okay, right. 然后在最后一个句子当中呢我们还看到 the mystery is solved, 它也是一个被动。Is, 再加上 solved, 代表这个谜团被解决了。
Ooh, wow, so that's the end of the article.
Yeah, and we can also say the problem is solved.
Oh, good. The mystery or the problem is solved.
Yes.
So no problem anymore.
Right, so at the end of our day two article, Gomber is arrested. 他被抓了。Mr. Drew and Mr. Wharton are no longer prisoners. And Miss Flora doesn't have to be scared anymore because there are no ghosts.
Hey, and Nancy Drew saves the day.
Yep. Okay, so now let's go to For You Chat before we say goodbye.
For You Chat.
All right, welcome back to For You. We have our chat question for you. What other stories do you know with a secret passage? Have you ever used one?
Oh, I've read, what do you know? I gotta tell you, I've read this novel called Coraline. Have you heard of it?
I have not heard of it, but I've heard of the writer, Neil Gaiman.
Yes, it's written by Neil Gaiman. Coraline is the main character, okay? And she's a little girl.And somehow she unlocks a door in her family's house and walks into another reality.
What kind of reality?
In that reality, I remember she saw her parents' eyes are made of buttons.
Oh my goodness, that's really scary. Is it a ghost story?
I don't think so, but she was normal in that reality.
Oh.
Only her parents, her friends...Maybe her dog, I don't remember clearly. Their eyes were different, and I think they all wanted to eat her.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and you know what? If I remember right, in one of For You magazines from last year, there was an article about this novel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so what about you?
Secret Passages, probably my most... what is my secret passage memory? Sherlock Holmes?Sherlock Holmes is always going through different secret passages. So Sherlock Holmes, his best buddy Watson, the doctor, you probably know about this story. They're trying to look for Irene, which is Irene Adler, is Sherlock Holmes' past love and also the subject of many different mystery novels.
Oh, so he has to go through this passage to find her.
Yeah.And usually secret passages are dark, they're super damp, they're underground, and they're not very safe, and sometimes they could even be flooded because they're in the sewer. So that's a really, really scary movie plot.
Okay. So I think you can try reading this book called Coraline. I think you'll be interested in it.
Ooh, all right. I have to check it out. I do like Neil Gaiman, though.
Yeah, he's a famous writer.
Very famous. All right, so that's it for today's chat. I'll see you next time. My name's Rainbow.
My name is Elsie. Goodbye.
Nancy Drew, The Hidden Staircase. Nancy visits Twin Elms to try to catch the ghost. Miss Flora finds food and jewelry missing, and a hanging lamp moves by itself.Music seems to be playing from the radio at times, even if there's no one in the room. Nancy and Helen inspect the grounds to search for clues. They learn that there may be a secret passage between Twin Elms and a nearby house. Maybe that is how the ghost is getting inside. Later, Gomber arrives at Twin Elms.He wants to buy the house and threatens Miss Flora so that she will sell it. There's also another problem. Mr. Drew doesn't return from his trip on time. After questioning people at the train station, Nancy learns that he may have been drugged and kidnapped. In the end, Nancy and Helen find the hidden passage. They discover Mr. Wharton and Mr. Drew are being held as prisoners inside. Gomer admits he was the ghost and planned the whole thing in order to get rich. The police arrest him and the mystery is solved.
Vocabulary review.
Inspect. I brought my car into the repair shop so they could inspect it for problems. Passage. There's a passage that will lead us out of this cave somewhere, but it's hard to find. Nearby. I like living here because there's an MRT station and lots of shops nearby. Threaten. The criminal threatened to shoot the bank clerk if he didn't open the safe. Admit. After being shown a video from the security camera, Kurt admitted that he had robbed the store. Arrest. The policeman arrived to arrest several people after someone got hurt in a fight.